This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself to see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself to see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes and could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Starting a new business is notoriously difficult. Not only do you have the intricacies and admin of actually launching your money-making endeavor, but you also have all of that self-doubt and fear to contend with. What if nobody likes my product? What if I can't make it work? Well, unfortunately, I can't answer those questions. But I can recommend something to make your business journey a lot easier. Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Gymshark to Skims and brands just getting started. So start your journey with your own design studio. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand style. What if people haven't heard about my brand? Don't worry, Shopify helps you find customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And what if I get stuck? Well, Shopify's always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. And did I mention that iconic purple Shop Pay button that's used by millions of businesses around the world? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. It's time to change those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/redhanded. Go to shopify.com/redhanded. That's shopify.com/redhanded.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Under the Duvet. We thought for the theme today, for the theme this week, we'd continue the chat on vicious, murderous despots and love. Why not?
Shall we tell them what happened on Sunday night first?
Maybe. That was so... I was on a date, just minding my own fucking business in Soho, and just chatting away. Then I look over and I'm like, am I hallucinating? Because Hannah sat at the bar. I was like, shut the fuck up. Because I was literally just talking about the podcast, and I turned around and I was like, he must have thought I was like completely drunk. So I was just like, oh my God, there's my co-host. And then I just sort of got up and walked off towards you. And I thought you were on a date because there was a guy sat with you and I thought you were on a date. So I just didn't even look at him. I just came and looked at you and I was like, hello.
And it was Jack, who you have met several times.
I know, but I just like didn't want to weird a guy you were on a date with out by like immediately just coming over and staring at him. So I was trying to be cool.
Oh, God, it was so funny.
That was so funny. Oh, my God. But yeah. But speaking of that, when I was like, we'll talk about infographics, geographics later. So basically, Hannah and I really love this YouTube. I feel like all we do in this is just like tell people to go watch YouTube channels.
Yeah, exactly.
I do watch other things, I promise, other than just YouTube channels, but mainly just YouTube. It's just in handy little 20-minute chunks. It's all I can pretty much manage these days.
It's a nice, like, break.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel like... You feel like if you have a 20-minute break, then you're like, oh, mind refreshed. Any longer than that, you're like, I'm dossing and I should, like, just get going.
Exactly. I don't have time to sit down and fucking watch an hour-long show on Netflix. So just watch 20-minute infographics, biographics, geographics shows on YouTube. And our favourite one was this guy who does this thing called Infographics. biographics where he talks about like a person in history. I really like their tagline actually, which is like, history, one person at a time.
It's just a well-made show.
It's really well-made. He fucking used to drive me crazy when we first started watching that. I fucking couldn't stand him. He's so posh. Now I think I might have a crush on him.
No. No.
I know.
How can you?
I'm desperate, maybe. I don't know.
I'm sure he's very nice. I'm not even sure if he is posh. I think he's just like a South English person who's lived in America for a bit too long. Like, it's a really weird accent.
I think he lives here. Not that I've like been stalking him or anything weird.
Not that I know every detail of his life or anything, but pretty sure.
Anyway, and also in a video I watched, he's wearing a wedding ring. So like, whatever. But anyway. Simon Whistler, if this gets back to you and you ever get divorced, I don't know. I think I might have a crush on you. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, so I also started watching his new channel, Geographics, which is on places. And fucking hell, I watched the one on Stalin's Cannibal Island the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was that about? I like didn't know about that at all.
I know, I haven't watched it. Fuck, you sent it to me and I didn't watch it, sorry.
I did, even in preparation for us talking about this, because I was so excited to talk about it. I refrained from talking about it with you before.
You still haven't watched Tell Me Who I Am, though, have you? So equals pequels, I think.
Equals pequels, fine. But fucking hell, if you don't know about Cannibal Island, like I didn't know about Cannibal Island, you need to go watch this little mini documentary. Fucking hell, man. 1933, not a good time to be in the Soviet region.
Fucking hot takes. Jesus Christ.
History hot takes. It's all kicking off here. Fucking just throwing some fat bombs at you. Fat bombs? I meant fact bombs. You know what I mean. Fucking out. They sent 6,000 people there. I think like 5,000 people died. And in it, it's just they tell these horrible stories where it's like this woman sort of like gets off the island and she crawls her way up to this house and the people that live there open the door and they're like, she looked about 45, but she was probably about 25. And she had dirty old rags tied around her legs. And when they took her into the back and took the rags off, they saw something that they would never forget. And basically, like, all the meat of her calves had been cut off by people and they'd been eating it, but still keeping everyone alive because you don't want to just kill someone and then all the meat goes bad. So you just, like, harvest them like Hannibal does in that TV show. Oh, it's fucking horrible.
That was a very good dramatic retelling. You've got a job waiting for you at fucking No Sleep, I reckon.
Maybe Simon and I could start a couples duo podcast.
Absolutely fucking not. You can't just run off with fucking what's his name and leave me stranded all alone on our Valentine's Day episode.
No, I won't. I wouldn't do that to you. Don't worry. I know I was on a date and you weren't actually on a date that day, but you are talking to some not particularly interesting people on Hinge, aren't you?
I don't know what's happened. I was talking to my friend about it, who's a guy, and he's like, okay, so this is my Hinge rundown. I have been speaking to a surgeon, a solutions architect, which I think is just a management consultant. I think it's just like a fancy management consultant. Anyway, a therapeutic radiographer who just fucking zaps cancer all day and has a PhD. And then someone who works in like mergers and acquisitions. But like, they've all got like proper big person jobs. And I was talking to my mate about it, who's a guy, and he's like, what filter have you got that you keep getting all of these people who aren't teachers? Because that's all I'm getting. Only English teachers.
I'm also like, maybe that's where you're going wrong. I think you just need like a fucking primary school teacher who's up for a good time and he wants to go fucking slam shots with you.
Ugh.
In Cafe Bohem.
No, teachers are the worst. They're fucking animals, man. They really are.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if you can keep up with them anymore. I think you're speaking to people who are too, I don't know, they're working too hard. They're people who have stepped out of reality. I think you need to step back into reality. I think you need a good, like, I don't know. I'm going to say it. I think you need a good, like, head of sixth form.
Oh, fuck you, man. Absolutely fucking not.
I don't know.
I need someone who understands how hard I work and isn't going to, like, want to be around me all the time because they've got shit to do. Like, just don't, like, they'll suffocate me, teachers.
Well, we'll find out. Hannah and I used to play this game when we were younger. When we first met 3 years ago.
In the olden time.
Called a deal breaker.
Oh, deal breaker's fun, yeah.
Where we would basically just like walk around when we were on tour or on holiday or, you know, doing something, waiting for something to happen. And we'd just be like, all right, deal breaker. He only eats chicken. He's perfect in every way, but he only eats chicken nuggets. Deal breaker or not deal breaker. And back then, literally everything used to be a deal breaker for me. I'd be like, deal breaker. Now I'm like, it's fine. I can deal with that. He only wants to eat chicken nuggets. That's fine. That cuts down the shopping bill. Think how cheap that would be. We'd make a great cohabitation couple.
And he'll die very early and leave me all of his chicken nugget fortune.
I don't know. I just feel like the older you get, the fewer deal breakers there truly, truly are.
Yeah, true. Another game we like to play on holiday is the couples game, which I actually think we should incorporate into our live shows, which are coming up. Stay tuned.
We're so good at it. We're so good at it.
It's my favourite. I think it would be really funny if we just picked a couple out of the crowd.
Oh my God, that's genius.
We should explain what the game is. So we're on holiday. We're like sitting down, drinking beers, and then a couple will walk past and one of them is like, okay, tell their story in the style of a gothic horror. And then that's what you have to do.
My favourite one was when you gave me one. You were like, that couple over there, man in the cargo shorts, in the style of The Jungle Book. I fucking nailed it. I nailed it.
That was great. So what if at the live shows we get everyone to write on a piece of paper when they arrive a genre and we have to pick the genres on stage and then we pick couples for each other? That would feel like fucking 20 minutes. That's gold, I reckon.
Are we now an improv group? Is that what we are?
Maybe. Maybe we've evolved.
Somebody say a location. Somebody say an occupation. Did I hear sci-fi? Because that's what I've been practicing. No, oh my God, it's great. Honestly, you guys think this sounds stupid and it sounds shit. I've tried playing it with other people. It just really doesn't work. We are so fucking good.
Does it not? Have you played it with other people? You cheating whore.
I tried. It was terrible. They're not very good at all. Have you not tried to play it with anybody else?
I play it with Sarah sometimes, but we haven't got to the level of themes.
No. We are operating at an expert level.
Fucking Mossad level couples game.
I think it's fantastic. Maybe people could just send us for Under the Duvet pictures of themselves with another person and a theme.
Ooh, yeah.
And we could just do it live? Live on air with red-handed. The couples game.
Live recording, which means absolutely zero prep. Just send in your shit.
Send in your shit and we'll figure it out. And who knows what? Who knows? You might be the lucky couple. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, social media moment of Zavik.
Oh, fuck. I think it's your turn.
Okay.
I saw kind of a Valentine's-y themed one. It wasn't actually posted by one of our listeners, but it gives you some time to think about your favourite.
Oh, no, I know what it is. I'm trying to think it in like in a not mean way.
Okay, well, it was. Mine, the one I read. It's not even that funny, really, when you say it out loud. It was quite funny when I read it at like midnight on the internet. I don't want to go on dates anymore because best case scenario, I just end up on a boring first date. Worst case scenario, oh, fuck, now I've forgotten it.
Is it he kills you?
No, worst case scenario, I don't know, something about a second date, second worst case. Oh, no, fuck, I've forgotten it. I ruined it. I totally ruined it.
My housemate went on a not very good date last night, but I was texting her on the way home and I was like, hey man, like you went out the house and he didn't murder you. That's a win.
That is a win.
Like, I think
these days it's like you went on the internet and he didn't murder you, if today's episode is also anything to go by. So I don't know. Don't go outside. Don't meet people. If you are going to meet people on social media, on dating apps, give them your Instagram. Don't give them your WhatsApp number because it's better for stalking. And we can talk about all the guys we date on here because it doesn't really matter, because unless they become our boyfriends, they will never ever hear this. Or unless they become weird stalkers and sign up to the $5 tier.
Or maybe they're already listening.
What was your social media moment of the week?
I'm just going to talk about the picture. Obviously, we truly love when you do fan art and send it in. May I make a request? I am incredibly sensitive about my chin. I cry about it like once a week. So like, if you are going to, I sound like such an ungrateful bastard here, but like, please make it look like I've got a chin, because it makes me cry when you don't.
And I can vouch for the fact that she does have a chin, people. And though I do love the idea of starting hashtag we stand double chins, like somebody was trying to do on the Insta.
Yeah, that was great. That was a really great day for me.
You don't have a double chin. It was an unfortunate photo that was chosen to be done. And most people work left to right because of the way we write English. And I was on that side. So I think she'd done that. And then when she got to your bit, I think she just spent too long on it.
But like, you know, Jess, we love you. Thank you so much for like all the time you put in.
That must have taken you hours.
But it's not the first fucking time, man. Like, do you remember we were trying to do the... when we were trying the new logo and the designer like sent loads of stuff over, and one of them was a goddamn line drawing, not even a fucking photograph. It was a line drawing of us in profile, and he'd given you a chin and not me. It's a fucking cartoon. Fuck you. So very mature about this, obviously.
Oh my God. Should we dig up those old logos and share them on Patreon?
No.
Mate, we shared the fucking Jess painting of you. I think a line drawing of you without a chin is the least of your concerns.
He couldn't even bring himself to draw a line where my jaw should be.
Oh, my God, no, I'm going to share those logos because some of them are hysterically bad. And we love you, Richard, the designer. You did a very good job in the end. But those logos, mate.
Yeah.
We'll talk. We did talk. It's done. So yes, if you would like to send us some fan art, and if you do decide to draw pictures of Hannah's face, please include a chin. She has a chin. It's there. It's lovely. It's glowing. Just draw it. And if you would like to send us pictures of yourselves as couples with a theme, it can be whatever you like. You can send it to your very own exclusive Gmail as Patreons. It is patreonredhanded@gmail.com. I've already done it. You can send it to redhandedpatreon@gmail.com.
There you go. Well done.
I can't cope.
Oh, God. Right, I've had enough now.
You've all probably had enough now. So send us some shit. We'll look at it. I'll share those logos. I think they're hysterical. And maybe when we say the stories as well that we choose, we'll post the picture and the topic that they chose.
And up your pledges so I can buy myself a new chin.
Exactly. Next week's episode.
I don't know what next week's episode is. I really don't know.
Oh, yeah, we don't know what next week's episode is yet. So, you will find out when we do know. So until then, goodbye.
Bye.